Now, there was a desperate labour shortage, and the simple operation of the laws of supply and demand meant that for the first time you could actually set the terms of the deal. He wanted some labour out of you. Well, then you could say, why not start by paying me something? He wants you to move into a piece of land which otherwise would go to rack and ruin. You respond by saying, okay, cut the rent. And if the law then says, not a chance, you impertinent so-and-so, well, then you just up sticks and find someone else who's got a more secure grip on the new economic facts of life. Well, hundreds of thousands of peasants must have done just that, and there was nothing anybody could do about it.
It was not just the social order that the plague shook loose. It also ate away at the sense of security offered by the church, especially since the regular clergy seemed powerless to provide help for the afflicted, or even for themselves. In 1349, the Bishop of Bath and Wells, seeing that there was a serious shortage of priests, authorized laymen to hear the confession of the dying. Or, he wrote, even a woman if no man is available.